happened. A new EU regulation now makes it possible to use domains that contain diacritics as long as they end in .eu. Demand in the Czech Republic, where a domain ending in .cz cannot contain diacritics, has been substantial. A day after the regulation came into effect, some 38,000 new domains were registered. Sarah Borufka has the story.
Starting Thursday, domain names that end in .eu can now contain diacritics. Good news for Czech website hosts who wish to use diacritics in their website address. The system which makes that possible is called IDN and is already being used in Spanish domains, but now website hosts in countries like the Czech Republic and Germany, where national domains cannot contain diacritics, will be able to use them, provided they choose a web address that ends in .eu. Experts from the Czech domain registry zz.nyc cite a lack of demand and difficulty of access from abroad as the primary reasons why there has been no effort to introduce diacritics in .cz domains. But Regina Fuchsova, the regional manager for the Central European Office of URID, an organization that oversees the domains ending in .eu, says that demand for websites with diacritics has been rather high.
The first day of the registrations of IDNs showed a really big interest in IDNs. This in the first hour, we saw registrations of 38,000 domain names.
Germans were the quickest to jump at the newly available domain names, with the Czech Republic coming in second and France third. Based on a decision by the European Commission, this new regulation also opens the gate for domain names that are not spelled with letters of the Latin alphabet.
There was Greece, which is something we expected because Greece uses a completely different alphabet to Latin. They use Cyrillic, so this is one of the countries where the demand and the use can be really high.
But some domains that could not be used before may turn out to be just the correct spelling of already existing domains. Could that lead to confusion for users? Regina Fuchsova again.
Actually, this might solve some confusions. So to say, I would like to say an example which is rather understandable for Czech speakers. For example, domain name vlada.eu may evoke a website of the Czech government. On the other hand, domain name vladia.eu might be a personal web page of somebody called Vladimir, so it can make things even clearer.
In some cases, this new regulation may lead to legal disputes between the owners of already existing domains and the owners of newly registered ones with the same name diacritics added. Lawyers at the Czech Republic's arbitration court say they are curious how these complications brought by the new regulation will pan out. And what does the new arrival of IDNs mean for those of us who don't host web pages but merely browse them? Regina Fuchsova again.
Point of view, the users have to check if their browsers and email clients support IDNs, and if it's not the case, they have to download the newest versions of the program.
Regina Fuchsova, regional manager for the Central European Office of URID, ending that report by Sarah Borufka.